Podcast.
Hey, I'll call you a fool.
Alright, welcome to the Horrorcore Podcast, Episode 6, Part 2 of the March Madness of Horror Special. My name is Bart, I'm your host, back again. Today we have results from Round 1 of this little thing that I'm calling the March Madness of Horror. Once again, what I've done is taken 64 of the horror movie franchises, put them all in brackets, made a little tournament in honor of the NCAA March Madness, pitted them against each other, put all that fucking info out for you guys to vote on. You guys have voted. Round 1 is complete. I have all the results, and I have all the Round 2 matchups. Would like to thank everybody for participating, everyone that voted, everyone that called in, sent emails, responded on Facebook. Thanks, guys. Couldn't have done this without you. This is effectively your show, your results. I had one vote. That's all I did. So with no further ado, let's get into it. The results from Round 1. First off, we had the Texas Chainsaw Massacre series pitted up against the Sometimes They Come Back series. Texas Chainsaw Massacre won in a landslide on that one. So they move on to Round 2. Then we had the Hellraiser series up against the I Trilogy. Hellraiser won that quite easily. They moved on to Round 2. Then we have the Poltergeist franchise up against Anaconda. Poltergeist won that. Ginger Snaps up against Resident Evil. Ginger Snaps won that one. Night of the Demons up against the Tremors series. Night of the Demons won that. Howling up against Reanimator. Reanimator won that in a landslide. We had Exorcist up against the Guinea Pig franchise. Exorcist won that quite easily. And in what I would call the first upset of the tournament, we had the Saw series up against Maniac Cop. Maniac Cop won that. That was a close one. Maniac Cop pulled that one out, so they move on to the second round. We had Friday the 13th up against Species. Friday the 13th, of course, won that one. We had Child's Play up against From Dusk Till Dawn. Child's Play won that one. We had Phantasm up against Killer Tomatoes. This was another close one. But Phantasm pulled that one out. Now after that, we had Silent Night, Deadly Night against Pumpkinhead. Once again, that was a close one. Silent Night, Deadly Night pulled that one off. Then we had Scanners up against Critters. Critters won that. Alien up against Sleepaway Camp. The Alien franchise won that one. Candyman up against Carnosaur. Candyman pulled it out. And then we had the Evil Dead series up against Mimic series. Of course, Evil Dead won that one. Over to the other side of the brackets. We had Elm Street up against the Stepfather franchise. Nightmare on Elm Street won that one. And we had Jaws up against House. Jaws won that. We had Omen up against Basket Case, and in a close one there, we had Basket Case pull it out. And then in another close one, we had the Cube series up against the Leprechaun series, and Leprechaun pulled that one out. Then, of course, another close one, we had Subspecies up against the Amityville Horror franchise, and the Amityville Horror franchise pulled it out. Then we had Return of the Living Dead up against Toxic Avenger. Return of the Living Dead won that one. Then in one that I felt to be a disappointment, The Grudge was up against Creepshow. Now I love Creepshow, don't get me wrong, but I was unaware there was three of them. Like I said, they're in order to make it to the tournament, they had to be at least a trilogy, at least three films in the series. And upon further review, Creepshow does have a third installment. I've never seen it. I loved the first one. Seeing it as a kid, love it. Second one's okay. Like I said, haven't seen the third one. Now, Grudge, on the other hand, the first Grudge movie, I felt, I still feel, is so vastly underrated. I love that movie. I think it was one of the best horror movies to come out since, 2000, in this past decade. It was creepy as hell. I mean, I remember after watching it, I'd get up in the middle of the night to go take a piss, and all I could see is that evil bitch's face. So, I mean, that one stuck with me. So let's get to the results. I was disappointed to see that the Creepshow series beat out the Grudge series. Anyways, moving on. Next, we had George Romero's Dead series up against Shark Attack franchise. And George Romero's Dead series pulled that one out, of course. Then we have Halloween up against Warlock. Halloween moves on. After that, we have the Final Destination franchise up against the Mangler series. Final Destination moves on. And we had Wishmaster up against I Know What You Did Last Summer. And Wishmaster wins that one. Next, we have Prophecy up against Ghoulies, and Ghoulies wins it. And they had Wrong Turn up against the Puppet Master, and Wrong Turn pulls it out. And we had Children of the Corn winning in a landslide over the Prom Night series. Then we have Psycho up against Curse, and Psycho wins. Then we have Scream, and what I think is another upset. We have Scream series up against the Slumber Party Massacre series, and Slumber Party Massacre pulls it out. Now, I thought the Scream series was a little more popular than that. Apparently, I was wrong. Apparently, you guys don't care for it so much. Alright, so those are the results of round one. Now, we're going to get into the matchups for round two. And starting first, we have... Ooh, this is a good one here, I'll tell you what. Texas Chainsaw Massacre series up against the Hellraiser franchise. That should be a good one. Then we have Poltergeist up against the Ginger Snap series. Then we have Night of the Demons up against Reanimator Trilogy. Then we have The Exorcist up against Maniac Cop, who was a underdog and pulled out upset over Saw. See how that goes up against The Exorcist. Then we have Friday the 13th up against the Child's Play series. And we have Phantasm up against Silent Night, Deadly Night. That should be a good matchup. Oh, next we have an outer space matchup of Critters up against the Alien franchise. And finally in this bracket, we have Candyman up against the Evil Dead Trilogy. Other side of the brackets, we have Nightmare on Elm Street up against Jaws. That should be a good one. And we have Basket Case up against Leprechaun. Next, we have Amityville Horror up against George Romero's... Amityville Horror up against Return of the Living Dead series. Then we have Creepshow up against George Romero's Dead series. Next we have Halloween up against the Final Destination franchise. Then we have Wishmaster up against the Ghoulies. Then Wrong Turn up against Children of the Corn. And finally we have Psycho up against Slumber Party Massacre. So, are the results as you would have thought so far? Are you disappointed in any of the first round results? Give me some feedback. Once again, all the votes, any kind of feedback, you can hit me up on email. That's HorrorCoreBart, HorrorCoreBart. @yahoo.com. You can also call and leave a voicemail. That number is 269-823-9037. Or you can find me on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/horrorcorebart. Find me, friend me, vote on these matchups. Let me know how I'm doing. Tell me if I suck. Tell me if I rock. What the fuck ever. Give me some feedback. Quite interested in seeing how the second round fares. Already we have some of the big boys knocked out. You know, at least in my opinion, the Saw series is knocked out. That's probably the biggest franchise. Well, it is the biggest franchise in the last decade. And it's getting up there with all the big boys. Also, we had the Scream series knocked out by Slumber Party fucking Massacre. That's a little hard to believe. And, you know, other than that, I think those are really the only big upsets so far. But we'll see how it goes. Once again, man, email your votes. Find me on Facebook. Give me some fucking voicemails. Don't have any goddamn voicemails yet. Come on, people. Like I said, I can't do this tournament without you, so look forward to seeing your votes. And tune in next week for second round results and third round matchups. Till then, we'll see you next time.
This.